Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
So it's my great pleasure to now introduce Dr. Keith Motes, PhD in quantum physics. He teaches yoga and Nidan, which is Taoist yoga and Qigong and much more. And he's going full circle to learn about energy, both from the intellectual and an embodied perspective. He is the founder of the Shaking Medicine Foundation. And without further ado, over to you, Keith.
Hello, thank you. And what a great pleasure and honor to be sharing on this embodiment conference. And today I really would like to take you all through a full beginner's session of shaking medicine. So what we're all about is helping people all over the world remember their innate instinctive mechanism of therapeutic tremoring. And this mechanism has really touched me, obviously, because I am putting all this energy into creating this foundation and website and making it a thing. So what it does basically, how it has touched me is it's really by tuning into the nervous system within and this really strong innate intelligence that's within all mammals. It's evolved over millions of years in mammals as a way to come out of fight and flight, like sympathetic states of our nervous system, and to downregulate into a more rest and digest parasympathetic state of our nervous system. And this is very important because when we're truly relaxed, we can actually function better. The healing mechanisms within our body can actually function as they're meant to. So in turn, it really has so many massive benefits by embodying this practice, from letting go of stress, anxiety, trauma, suppressed emotions. But also on a level of embodying more strength and flexibility and resilience. So when we're it really works on the emotional level of our being, of our nervous system, I find. So when I say it increases our resilience, when we're experiencing life phenomena and we're going about our day and things are happening to us, you know, we're stuck in traffic or whatever, we're more able to regulate with this by embodying this instinctive mechanism, this somatic modality therapy, which is what it is. And there's so much to be said. It's really about embodying it is where the true learning comes from. And a little more, and we will embody it in just a moment. That'll be the focus of this workshop today, is actually going into it, how I would teach a beginner in person or in a workshop, a classroom setting, or a one-on-one. And a little background, we're a modality, we have teachers teaching it all over the world now. And we learn from like all kinds of different places, pieces. And this is how I really like to piece shaking medicine together. So primarily we've learned from the Dallas culture and the yogic culture, as well as indigenous cultures such as the Kalahari Bushmen. and more modern day science for sure. So those four are really like key pillars, as well as other modalities and people and modern day people who are pioneering this work. And that's including like bioenergetics and TRE. And actually, I'm really grateful for the guy who brought TRE to Australia, Richmond Heath. He connected me with this platform. So I'm very grateful to be here presenting. So with this, like with this common theme, I found that to teach this safely and effectively in these different cultures, the sort of pattern is that they'll warm up the physical body, then the energetic, and then the emotional, which is the shaking medicine is really working on that emotional level, the of which like just physically working out, like lifting weights, running, or whatever it is we're doing, yoga asana, isn't usually so much tapping into the level where the stress, anxiety, and the trauma stores. Yeah, it helps. But this kind of medicine, which is an involuntary shaking, it's a tremoring, it really taps into that emotional level where we can start to uproot the trauma stored in the body. And so you might ask, like, oh, we have trauma stored in the body. A lot of like modern day modalities, especially in our Western medical system, are focusing a lot on the talk therapies and such, so, which is very much in the intellectual mind, which is fine. It's a beautiful part of the puzzle, but it's a piece. And this is another pivotal piece that is largely missing in our culture. And part of our mission is to bring that back. So like I said, there's so much to be said. Today we're going to do a gentle warm-up, take some deep breaths, some gentle qigong, and then we're going to get into some trimmering poses, explore different shapes and movements as the focus on this. So I will say before we start, actually, when you're ready, we'll come to a standing to get started. And just because time is of the essence on this, usually I'll go for an hour and a half. We have like about 40 more minutes. We'll just start here. Gently bouncing in the legs. And before we get too much into it, if you're in a state of severe trauma, particularly you might wanna observe this and witness and particularly not do so much of the therapeutic trimming that we'll get to in a little bit. Otherwise, take it easy. The most benefits from this come from maintenance, regular practice of it, I find, and not trying to like shake out all of our trauma in one short session like this. So rest whenever you need to rest, take a break. There's absolutely no obligation to do what I'm saying. It's all an invitation and it's all an opportunity to explore. So I invite you to explore and particularly to move into the intelligences of our intuitive heart and our instinctive gut. And the Taoists talk about the three minds, and let's focus more on these two now. So relaxing the arms, the legs. And so just balancing in the legs to access trimmering today. And there's many ways that the way we're mostly going to attempt today is by moving as slowly as we can and as relaxed as we can. So right now, this is voluntary shaking, not quite the involuntary shaking yet, but really potent already at shifting our energy and relaxing us. So as we bounce, shake here in our, I like to call it a voluntary shaking meditation, just how much can you relax and let go? Like you're standing here with such little effort that if you were to relax anymore, you might start to fall over, but don't fall over. Just enough effort to kind of stand here. And importantly, like knees, let's not lock the knees. Let's keep them slightly bent. The pelvis nice and loose, shoulders, elbows, wrists nice and loose. Jaw, relaxed. So as you bounce here, you can like lean over and shake out your legs a bit. actually feel the muscles in your legs here, your whole body wiggle and jiggle. So relaxing your calves enough so they can vibrate and wiggle back and forth. Same with your quads and your hamstrings. Feel your glutes bouncing. Let it all go. Let it all go. Pelvis, the whole bowl of your pelvis, just nice and loose as a goose. Bouncing your belly and your intestines, all the organs in there. Can you feel your organs shaking? Tune into that and allow them to bounce. All the connective fascia, your ribs, front, side, and back. Feel those bounce, loosen. Heart space, feel your heart wiggle and jiggle, the skin connected to your chest, your shoulders shaking. Let that trickle down your arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, into your fingers. Let that reverberate up into your neck. Your jaw, let's give the jaw a little stretch. You might move it side to side and open it. Make a little sound. Don't be afraid to make sounds. It's very helpful in the release. If it feels okay, you don't have to. Yawn. Feel your eyes shaking, your eye sockets, your brain shaking, your head, all the skin there. You might even gently tap the back of your head, the sides, your whole skull. Feel the energy of that soften. Maybe some horse lips. Shaking your cheeks. A few deep breaths here with me, and perhaps take a big breath in into your belly, and then relax it, sigh it out, feeling your whole body wiggle and jiggle. Another big breath in, and then let it go. One more big breath like that. And this time we'll take a big inhale and reach up. And as you exhale, scan the front of your body, heavens to earth, allowing the energy to drop from head to feet. And slow down the shaking now. Big breath in. Allowing that shaking energy to be more like an internal current of electricity moving through your spine, through your whole body, through every cell. This is called pulling down the heavens, this exercise. Inhale, exhale. Stopping the shaking now. Maybe just an internal sensation at your own pace. Big breath in. And this simple Qigong exercise is very powerful to start self-regulating. And if we ever need to rest, especially if we're standing or sitting, we can do this to just tune in to relax. Beautiful. So invite you now, maybe a hand on your heart and your belly if that feels good. Breathing deep into your belly. Maybe setting an intention for your practice now. It could be anything that serves you. Maybe there's an emotion you're working with, or tension, or a particular stress or trauma, or dedicating this to a loved one, or maybe just finding your trimmer mechanism for the first time. Nice deep belly breath, but not forceful, relaxed. and we'll relax the Ormsbury side. And I'd like to do, we'll move into the chimmering now, and I'd like to do some chimmering in a few different shapes here. And so we'll get a chance to explore a few different postures and shapes in the remaining half hour or so that we have. And this will be the kind of focus of this journey today. And today I'll start with a shaky lunge, just because I find that it's usually fairly easy for beginners to experience the tremor for the first time in this one. So set up your feet. So hips and both feet are pointing forward, so that back heel is in the air. It's not out to the side like that. So our hips can be forward, our knees are forward. No unnecessary torque on the knees. And then standing here with as least possible effort as you can muster. And we're going to start to bend our back knee slowly, slowly towards the ground, just as far as is comfortable. It doesn't have to touch the ground. And just hang out there for a moment. And yeah, you'll feel some muscles getting tired. And just hang out there with the least possible effort you can without falling over. Big breath in the belly. I know there's no right or wrong here. Some people will shake very little. Some people will shake quite quickly. And that'll always change. And there's no right or wrong way to shake. So slowly, slowly start to lift your back knee back up. So slow we can barely see you moving. And then at any point along the way, I want you to feel for any sensation that feels like the back leg might be quaking or shaking or trembling. It might be so subtle that it's more of an internal sensation at first. We'll explore that again, moving even slower and more relaxed than the first time. Dropping the knee down. And then slowly, as low as is comfortable, and then slowly picking it up. And at any way, any point might look something like this. Doesn't have to look like this, but the back leg will kind of start to tremble at some point on its own, and it's totally okay if you haven't found it yet. You can keep exploring that range of motion, nice and slow and relaxed. And maybe it's just one little tremor here and there, and kind of fine tune into the part where you get the most shaking and hang out there and relax. So for me in this moment, it's when my leg's almost all the way straight there. Amazing. And you can stay here as long as is comfortable. If you're feeling some shaking, you might want to hang out there a little while longer. When you're ready, just to balance it, we'll just shift to the other side. So both knees are forward, both hips are forward, and starting with the back knee again. It's like we're tuning one of those old analog radios, right? If we move too fast like this, we're never going to find the shake, but if we turn the knob really slow and relax, we'll find a point where our leg starts to tremble. And maybe you find it now. We will do more shapes and movements to come. So don't worry if you're not shaking in this one just yet, because it's quite common that it can take a few different shapes to start tuning into it. So again, you can explore the range a couple times, finding where you shake the most. And when you find that point, hang out there, allow it to move through you. It might be very isolated in one part of your body, like just the leg, or eventually it might move like from your leg into your hips, into your upper torso. I've been doing this for quite some time, so it's quite easy for me to turn it on and activate it. But if you're new, most likely it'll be way more subtle for a while. Not necessarily, though that is the tendency. And so, again, hang out there as long as you like, rest as long as you need to rest, or rest when you need to. And Let's take a moment. So stopping and starting and making this safe and fun and effective is important. And let's just quickly do that pulling down the heavens exercise. So breathing in any energy that may have started shifting. Breathe it in, breathe it down. Take a big breath in. Tune yourself into the internal sensation, any sensations that are arising, any feelings, any excess energy in the head, allow it to sink down, down to relax. Big breath in. And if you feel okay, continue onwards with me. We'll take another shape. I'll just adjust my camera quickly. We're going to get on all fours here. That should be good. Get on all fours and explore a few shapes here. So the first we'll do is a modified plank. So one knee down, you can see there. And the other knee, kind of similarly, we're going to drop it down slowly towards the mat and then pick it up a few times. Nice and slow, and you might find a point where you get those involuntary tremors. I want you to explore mindfully, internally, relaxing your whole body as much as you can. So yeah, that includes your elbows, your shoulders, your ribs, hips, and move that knee up and down a few times until you find where you shake the most. And when you do, hang out there. If you're not quite finding it, then the meditation of moving through the range of bending and straightening a few times, each time slower than the last, each time more than, relaxed than the last, and finding where you shake the most. Breathing, you can make sounds. If tears or laughter ever want to come out, simply allow them, witness them, no judgments of right or wrong with this, of how big it is or how small it is. If you're feeling quite yang, you can pick up both knees and do them together for a little while. And if that's hard on your wrists or too much for you now, stick with one knee down and just do the others. Just do one knee at a time. And if it's too much on your wrist, you can always use your forearms here with the knee down or not. And just play with that for a moment. Play with one knee lifting and lowering, or both knees, whether you're on your forearms or your hands. This is really an intuitive practice. There's no like set flow or like sequence that we have to do. It's like, as it moves through us, it literally moves us, and it guides us from an intuitive perspective, and an intuitive intelligence that's evolved over millions of years with it. And so you can keep playing with that. If that's feeling good, by all means, stay with one of those variations. If it feels good, you can drop both knees, and we can play with the upper body. So bending your elbows. So now like kind of like we're doing a half push-up. You can slowly lower your body just as low as is comfortable and picking it up. And some point you might get your arms shaking. Now you may want to explore that two or three or four times, lowering and lifting and doing it really slow, finding your shaking station. If it's too much on your wrists, you can use your fists. Or maybe you're staying with the plank variation. That's all fine. There's no right or wrong. Find something that feels good. Find a place where the tremor wants to move through you today and hang out there. So now I'm also kind of pressing my shoulders down, lifting between my shoulder blades, and then letting them sink. So allowing my chest to drop. So from that point, I can get the tremor moving in that area, that region around the neck and the upper shoulders that are often so tight in people. And there's many other variations we can explore as well. Just a few shapes in a small amount of time. Notice there, my legs are going. I wasn't planning that the spontaneity of my nervous system moving and starting to take over and move me more, a little more intuitively. Remember to rest if it's getting overwhelming or intense. Take a break, take a child's pose or seat and take some deep breaths. Here you can also gently like concave and convex your spine like a cat-cow. So if you got some shakes going in your arms or legs, even in the modified plank version, we could explore this. Gently concaving and convexing. So that's kind of the full range of motion. This to this, but I'm doing it for demo. Do it much slower than that. So slow, we can barely see you moving. Moving as relaxed as you possibly can. Observing. And eventually, maybe you do that a few times, finding where you want to shake the most. Ah, highly encouraging sounds. Maybe any kind of combination here where the shoulders and are lifting, lowering, the elbows bending, spine concave and convexing, gentle like micro movements to eventually move the shake through your whole body. Likely if this is your first time, it'll be quite subtle and maybe just a little isolated shake. So maybe they're so subtle that you can barely see them move, and that's okay. If you're tuning into any aspect of the tremor and witnessing it and allowing it, you're opening your nervous system to this very potent and magnificent medicine that's evolved within us over millions of years to take us out of fight and flight and into rest and digest. Somatic therapy. And there's other shapes we can do here, like the V shape of down dog, and some stuff on the belly. I'd go into that in a longer journey, but for now, actually, we will for a moment take a lay on our belly just to rest for a moment and integrate the shaking we've done so far. So, laying your head down. I like to imagine I'm connecting my whole body with Mother Earth and letting go of any energy, any pent up stress, anxiety, tension, suppressed emotions that are surfacing. I'm gifting that energy back to Mother Earth, and I'm breathing in fresh life force, fresh prana to fill me up with vitality and resilience. Peace and tranquility, harmony.
Keith, we have a couple of questions. Have you got any suggestions for people who are not able to get onto their hands and knees or bear weight on their wrists?
Yes, so
if there are any variations
if the wrists are too much, we can use the forearms as an option. Or we can maybe sit a little bit more back into like a maybe call it like a crouching tiger pose and kind of, which looks like this, and do a little concaving and convexing there. We're gently pressing our elbows in to lift up and out of the shoulders, or gentle tilts of the pelvis. That's one option. Another option is to, if hands and knees just aren't an option for you, to come onto your back, which is where we're going next. I hope that the crouching tiger option may serve you there as well. So on our back, there's a few, and yeah, please speak out. Let me know if there's any other capital questions. I'm so happy to tune into that. So if you're feeling okay, and if you're ready for a bit more, about 13 minutes or so more, then I invite you to join for a few shaking shapes on our back. And if you're not, feel free to just rest and breathe and integrate and hang out with us till the end and observe. But to start here on our back, I like to call this shaky bridge. I'll give it more of a side on here. So feet are about hips width or so. The arms can rest out to the side or by your hips or above your head. And what we'll do is, first of all, just relax as much as you can, surrender into the earth, and then as slowly, with least possible effort, just peel your hips up about a couple inches or a few millimeters. Just a little, using the least possible muscular effort in your whole body. And then we'll just completely bring the hips back to the earth and completely relax and let go of any effort. Let it all go. Maybe sigh out your breath. And then again, pick up a few more millimeters, a few more inches until using even less effort than last time. Beautiful. And then in this manner, letting that go again, slowly dropping, so slow we can barely see you moving. At any point, you might start to get some pops, some resonances, some vibrations happening in the hips or maybe somewhere else. Sometimes it can activate in an unexpected area. So again, even less effort than the last two times, lifting your hips. Maybe you like to go as high as you comfortably can into like a bridge-like shape. And then slowly melting down. And kind of continue exploring that range of motion, that bandwidth on your shaking radio until you find where you shake the most, and then hang out there and allow it to move through you. Like even here, sometimes we lock in the pelvis so we can start connecting the pieces by tilting, you finding the bandwidth of tilting your pelvis a little, like tucking your tailbone and untucking, relaxing. Sometimes that's enough to activate it or connect the upper body to the lower body. So that's one option. You can stay with that as long as you like, as long as feels good. Another option is to just allow the hips to drop all the way back down. And maybe you still have residual tremors here. Or perhaps you'd like to try like a shaking butterfly shape. So one variation of this is the soles of your feet together, knees wide. And if this is uncomfortable, you can always put cushions here on either side to kind of give a little support. But then when you're ready, that is like slowly, slowly, with least possible effort, draw your butterfly legs towards each other. Only about halfway or so should be enough. Maybe hanging out there for a moment, eventually feeling that Shake, you may explore that range of motion of opening and closing a few times, or you might hold it for a little while until, and relax in that until the tremors start to reverberate through you. And at this point in the journey, it's very common that, especially if you're able to get it moving early on, that the natural intelligence of the body will start to take over as we can relax the logical mind more and more. The body will start to move you in ways that are you may not quite expect. It's the body's intelligence kicking in to access what it needs to do to release and let go. Some of you may like to just very gently lift the upper body, the upper shoulders off the ground, almost like you're just doing a little bitty crunch, and then relax that back down. And that may be enough to get more of the abdomen, the core, the psoas, like area tuning in and connecting through the pelvis, the legs. Eventually, as we progress and embody this medicine of shaking, we'll be able to just completely surrender, just be, just breathe. And if the intelligence of the tremor mechanism wants to move through us, we can simply allow it. And when it would like, when we're in a safe space, of course, we can always turn it off and turn it on, this type of therapeutic tremor. So you can stay with that. Another butterfly option is like feet at hips width or even a little wider and allow the legs to drop in and out from there. I find that that slightly different angle there can work wonders for freeing up different tensions in the legs, hips, psoas, helping to relieve different aches and pains, maybe in the knees or ankles or other areas. Wherever you are, I invite you to take a big belly breath in, relaxing your jaw, your eyes, face, sigh it out. Big breath in, and then and we'll slowly just release the legs, come into a nice laying position, and let's practice again stopping the shake and just fully melt here into the earth. You may notice any residual tremors just from relaxing here. You might get little quakes, shakes, jolts, observing, witnessing, feeling any sensations. Maybe you feel the electric buzzing energy moving through your body. Noticing how you feel. Maybe you're getting the shaking moving through you a little bit or a lot, and you're feeling more zen or peaceful from this experience. Or perhaps because this was a fairly quick session that you weren't really able to tune in today, and perhaps feeling a bit frustrated from that. I want you to know it's A-okay. sometimes it takes a few sessions to tune in. And it certainly helps to have a facilitator present there as well. Taking these moments to integrate this practice. Noticing any thoughts or feelings, emotions, any of that that may arise, any aches, pains, tensions, feeling any excess energy. If you're crying or laughing or expressing anger, sadness, whatever, allow it. That's a beautiful piece of the cathartic puzzle of accessing the medicine of shaking. Some sessions it may be joy, some sessions it may be sadness, whatever is moving through you in this day, in this moment. It's beautiful. So wherever you are, deepening your breath, belly breath in, sigh it out, inviting any movement, any stretching and twisting, starting to wake up your body. Any intuitive motions that feel good. Trusting that beautiful intelligence that you have within you to move you. Slowly, in your own time, in your own pace, make your way up to a comfortable seat. And my wish is that for you to perhaps feel a little lighter, a little more vibrant, a little more peaceful, a little more in your heart and intuition, to grow that intelligence within you. So that's my intention for sharing this practice, is to help you perhaps remind or remember this powerful innate intelligence, and to feel that loving vibration a little more strongly. And I believe we have a few minutes. Shall we go into a Q&A session?
So thank you for an amazing session. I'm definitely going to explore this more. Enjoyed that myself. If you have any questions, just pop them in the chat box and we'll come into them. There's a couple already here. So the first one is this the same as TRE, or is it something different? And can anyone do?
It's very related, and they're both are exploring the tremor mechanism. This involuntary shaking, and so it's not the same in that, from what I've experienced with TRE, and it has influenced this for sure. There's lots of inspirational stuff from them, and like I think Richmond, who brought TRE from Australia, is in this chat now, and like he gave a beautiful presentation in this conference on like a lot of amazing information about it. And so the differences are essentially, like I'm learning largely from a yogic and Taoist background and incorporating a lot of their health and well-being practices from thousands of years of their research and embodiment of health and well-being in yoga and Neidan being essentially the Taoist yoga system. And exploring lots of different shapes and being very in this modality, there's like a backbone, but all the teachers that I've trained, I encourage them to bring in their unique elements of what they've learned into how they bring people through a journey. So some teachers that might be singing, or some teachers that might be more yoga, some other things are dance. So there's lots of beautiful things, or like animal movement, embodiment stuff. So yeah. Any more questions?
Another question was, is this safe for people with epilepsy?
Well, that's a very good question. And I have researched this a bit. I've looked at what I can found. And as a scientist myself, I am very interested in studies on this. And I must say that there's not many out there. The mainstream health and medical systems aren't really researching this work extensively, at least. But my gut feeling is that there's certainly a connection that might can help there. I'm making no claims. There's no scientific backing for this. So, yeah. And as well as other diseases that are associated with shaking, I feel there's probably a very important connection that needs to be medically, scientifically tested more.
Great. And we've got some lovely comments in the chat about it being an amazing session. Some people found it much easier once they were laying on their back. And so the question was, which you've answered slightly already, is are there any kind of ways for differently abled bodies to tap into this work in a safe way, in a comfortable way?
Did you say differently abled?
Yes.
All these different shapes I've done today is mostly fairly not super athletic, though for some they're still too athletic, right? So in all these shapes there's plenty of modifications to do, and like the earlier I mentioned the crouching tiger modification. So the reality is that you don't really have to do all these shapes to get the benefits. You just find one or a few. So if the ones on the back were really serving you, just go through a full session on the back. And if you're enjoying, like I really enjoy going to the beach and standing, doing lots of shaking in a mountain stance, and also laying in the sand or wherever on my back and going into it. And each time I do it, it's different. And so, I've explored this in so many shapes, and a lot of them are significantly easier than others. So yeah, just if there were a few shapes here that were too athletic for you, don't worry about it. You don't have to do those. You can modify those. You can stick with any pose that is working with you. And as you do more, you'll become more familiar with which poses. And if you are doing a class, for instance, and they're doing a pose that might be too athletic for you, just modify. Like the beauty about a class in shaking medicine is that if a teacher is teaching it well, everyone will look different. And I love that. That's such a beautiful difference from what like you'd see in a yoga asana class, for instance. And a lot of different things. So I hope that helps there.
And another question is, how do you manage the shaking if it occurs in the head and neck? Someone's finding it a little bit uncomfortable in that area. What would you suggest?
Yeah, so definitely areas that can get quite tight. Just as we can stop and start the shake, right? We can also tone it down. And so like if you have lots of pain there and like the tremoring wants to start moving there in some way, but it's like the tension there is too much to kind of meet what maybe the lower body is doing or however it's manifesting in you, then just we can tone it down. We don't have to shake so vigorously. We can consciously like make it more subtle as well. And of course, that's easier and easier with experience. So if you are in a shape that's really causing pain, stop that shape, go back to another one that was working. And then in time, the natural softness of the body will arise. And in the right moment, we can explore that tension again and slowly, yeah, release that and it'll be more comfortable. Remember, there's no rush to shake out all your tensions and trauma. The best results are from regular maintenance and tuning into this, like less is more. So doing a little bit every day or a little bit a few times a week is more potent than once a month or once a year, just trying to shake out all your trauma real quick. It's, yeah.
And next question we have you done this with kids? And if so, what are your recommendations?
Great question. I love kids and I have done this with kids actually on a kids nature retreat in the jungle. It was epic. The kids got it so easily. Like they just, I didn't even really have to say much. I just did it and they copied and they were able to feel it because it is an instinctive intelligence and kids haven't really lost that yet. And I would, although working with kids isn't my personal motivation, I'm very open to anyone who does work with kids who wants to collaborate and create a program or manifest more in the realms of kids. And there are some other teachers who are looking at that as well. And so I'd yeah, have fun with them, do some voluntary shaking, animal movement. And it's really simple with kids and their attention span is smaller. So a little bit here and there I find is effective.
Great. So I think that's our questions over. We're almost up to time for final announcements. Do you have anything you want to add before we go into that?
Well, yeah, I would love to just share a little bit about what we're doing. And if you're interested in exploring more with us at shakingmedicine.com, I've created this website, this non-for-profit foundation for helping people remember this instinctive intelligence. And on there is a members portal full course for embodying, deepening, and progressing in the medicine of shaking with wisdom from all these backgrounds I talked about, like the yogic, Taoist, science, indigenous cultures, and as well as many different teachers there now sharing journeys. And on there, I'm also doing teacher trainings, which are qualified and insurable in pretty much every Western country around the world now. And happy to work with anyone personally through that. If that's something you may be interested in, check out the page. You'll see a teacher training tab and a members portal tab. And also there's a special bonus I created for this conference called, it's called the embodiment conference bonus or something like that, but there's 30 days free to our members portal course. If you find that link, and if you can't find it, just send me a message, I can send it to you. But it's on my profile in the embodiment conference, and I think it's posted here somewhere. That's what I would like to share in terms of what we're doing. And on the page, you can book a discovery call with me, either on the contact tab or the teacher training tab. And so if you want to connect personally, feel free to do that. The technology, you just pick a time and then we'll video chat or voice chat, whatever you prefer at some point. Happy to do that.
Great.
Or if anyone has questions or anything arises, feel free to reach out. I'm happy to offer support for you and help you in your journey in embodying this very potent mechanism.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. It was such a great session. Really enjoyed it. And I'm definitely going to check out your website, which again is shakingmedicine.com. And hey, if you want to own this session forever and get to look and learn from it, do think of investing in the library. It's also great to catch up in all the other things that are going on. There's just an immensity of great speakers, inspirational speakers. We've got Dr. Gabor Mate, Bonnie Berry-Mitchell-Cohen, Peter Levine, Jack Kornfield. And not only do you get the recordings, but you'll also get notes on each one. You'll get audio files so you can learn on the go, which is really useful for me when I'm driving. And you get learning lists so you can go through the content of this great event in a very structured way. So you can find exactly what you want and digest it in your own time. It's also a big thank you for us. Obviously, there's some cost involved in putting this event on, so it's much appreciated. And by buying the library, you enable everyone all over the world to enjoy free access for the conference live. So if you want to stay connected with us and keep the conversation going, drop into the coffee breaks via the portal. And you can also join us on the main embodiment Facebook group. Hopefully those are going in the chat now. Coming up next on this channel, we have embodied touch bodywork with Paul Cohen. And let's have a last word from our presenter today, Dr. Keith Motes. Would you please give us your top tip on how to be more embodied?
The thing that resonates with me in that is breathe from your belly all the time and allow the energy of that to move through and inspire you to be spontaneous and in your actions and presence. And of course, the Trimmerine mechanism, if it so desires. Breath, belly breath.
Wonderful. Thank you again for a beautiful session.
Ciao, ciao. I'll join the coffee break room if anyone wants to have a chat now. Thank you so much, everybody.